You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covesta Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covesta, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, welcome to Covesta Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric.
You're more than welcome. Always good to talk to you. So today we're talking about the basics of exchange-traded funds or ETFs. What is an ETF for starters?
So ETF stands for exchange-traded fund. And an ETF is a pooled investment vehicle of stocks, bonds, and perhaps other securities that seeks to track a benchmark, such as the S&P 500. Each share of an ETF represents an undivided interest in the underlying assets of the fund. Three fund families dominate the ETF market. They are BlackRock, and their ETFs are called iShares, State Street Global Advisors, and Vanguard. Now, these three combined had nearly 85% market share as of August 2013. And Eric, ETFs have really become the vehicle of choice for many investors as they're very efficient indexing vehicles. ETFs make it easy to create diversified portfolios, and they offer relatively easy access to markets and strategies.
And how is an ETF like a mutual fund?
Well, ETFs are very similar to index mutual funds. In fact, ETFs are basically mutual funds that trade like individual securities, with some differences, but very broadly speaking. Both index mutual funds and ETFs offer the benefits of pooled investing. And some of these benefits include diversification, right? Because ETFs pool investments for many investors, each investor has more buying power than he or she would on their own, and therefore, you know, is purchasing many different securities. Economies of scale, trading costs are allocated across many investors. Professional management, these are they're always run by professional money managers. And ETFs and mutual funds are both regulated under the Investment Company Act of 1940.
What about the typical fees of ETFs versus the index mutual funds?
Well, of course, Eric, as always, you know, it depends. Depends upon the specific fund, the specific index that they're tracking. But in general, ETFs have lower average annual expense ratios than index mutual funds. So according to Lipper, the average annual expense ratio for all ETFs as of the end of last year, the end of 2013, was 58 basis points, and it was 77 basis points for all index funds.
Certainly some good information today. We are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covesta, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing on Covesta Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, how is an ETF like a stock?
Well, as we were talking about earlier, ETFs are essentially index tracking mutual funds that trade like stocks. And ETF investors have the ability to buy and sell ETFs throughout the day. This feature is very different from mutual funds. Mutual fund orders to either, you know, purchase or redeem are executed at the end of day price, known as the net asset value. So with ETFs, you can trade during the day. With mutual funds, you get the end of day price. And I have to tell you that I think that this ability to actively trade ETFs is really one of the pitfalls of the vehicle. And it was an interesting quote from Don Phillips, who's the president of fund research at Morningstar. He said, ETFs link together two basic instincts. One is the trend toward lower costs and passive investments, you know, generally healthy behaviors. On the other hand, what they have tapped into is the human love of gambling, the need for action and trading. So let's drill down on this a little bit further. So, like stocks, to buy or sell an ETF requires that investors pay a commission, and those commissions can add up for smaller portfolios. Now, there are some brokerage firms that waive trading commissions, but, you know, that would be something for listeners to confirm. Another cost with buying and selling an ETF is the bid-ask spread. And that's the difference between a price a dealer is willing to pay for an ETF share versus the price the dealer will accept to sell the ETFs. So even though the expense ratio, the average ratio for an ETF is lower than that of a mutual fund, investors need to be careful that trading-related costs don't eat away, you know, too much of that benefit.
And I guess another question would be, how many different ETFs are there as an option?
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, the number of ETFs is growing rapidly. So there were 100 ETFs in 2001 and then more than 1,000 in 2010. Over the past decade, the number of ETFs has increased by 27% a year on average. In fact, very, very interesting, for the 12 months ended June 30th, ETFs grabbed 35% of net sales of U.S. ETFs and mutual funds combined. So if you look at ETFs and mutual funds as one category, ETFs grabbed 35%. They're among the most actively traded securities in the market. So there's a proliferation of ETFs. And part of what's driving this, Eric, is that the financial services industry continues to come up with new indices that represent a particular market or a part of it. And then ETF manufacturers follow that activity by launching an ETF that follows that market. So the good news is, in my opinion, 3/4 of the money invested in ETFs is invested in the 100 largest funds that are, you know, pretty cheap, pretty liquid, and offer broad-based exposure.
Well, Kimberly, on this topic, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Well, there are more than 1,400 ETFs available today, and virtually all of them are ETFs that are invested in traditional indices, the S&P 500, the Russell 1000. However, there is this category of ETFs called active ETFs, and these are basically, actively managed strategies that are housed within an ETF vehicle. And some of these strategies include, commodity and currency ETFs, or leverage ETFs, or even inverse ETFs that use derivatives to profit from a decline in the value of an underlying security. So just want our listeners to be aware that while the vast majority of ETFs are linked to indices, there is this new category cropping up called active ETFs.
Well, Kimberly, certainly do appreciate your getting us up to speed on the basics of exchange-traded funds and also for joining us here today once again on Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure as always.
We have been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for listening to this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.